Welcome to Hope College Basketball on the Barbara Ford pregame show. Tonight from Bennett Court in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, it's the Hope College Flying Dutchman taking on the Pointers of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Matt Neal's Flying Dutchman came up on the short end of an 83-70 contest last evening against the 13th-ranked Wisconsin Whitewater in their opening game of the 2013-2014 season. The Dutchman had solid efforts from several individuals, including Ben Gardner, who led them in scoring with 21 points. Senior Nate Van Arendock had a solid effort with 10 points and 7 rebounds. And sophomore Brock Benson came off the bench and scored 7 points and led the team with 8 boards. Hope's opponent this evening is the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. The Pointers entered tonight's game ranked number 4 in the nation and are 2-0 on this young season. The Pointers are led by head coach Bob Smelling, who is in his 9th year with the school. Smelling has had a very impressive resume, which includes 3 NCAA Division III national championships and a 187-47 record while coaching the Pointers. Pointers have had a very solid team with 10 returning letter winners from last season, which includes 4 out of 5 starters. Most impressive of these starters is senior guard Trevor Haas, who was named to the WIAC All-Conference Team and Defensive Team last season. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford, and we remind you that we are streaming all Hope games on our website, 927theband.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Tom Dabbler, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off, which is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best auto service, take it to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. The Van in the Barber Ford pregame show, and Tom Dabbler has now joined us. Here's Ron for the pregame interview.
Well, thank you, Adam, and hello, Coach, and I don't know about you, but only 2 ball games into the season, and I'm getting a little tired of this color purple out here.
I'm sorry with the band. I have no idea what you just said, Ron. I apologize.
Said I'm getting a little tired of the color purple already.
No, not at all. I mean, you're over here. You got your choice. You got purple Whitewater, purple Point. You got Green Bay Packer green. You got Wisconsin red. I'm not sure I care for any of it. So we'll just stick with the orange and blue. Coach Stanley was nice enough of the Pointers to allow us to wear our white uniforms here tonight on the road, since we weren't sure we could get ours washed from last night. So blue and white and orange is more my flavor.
Well, we're walking into a good ball club here with the Pointers. They're a junior-senior-laden ball club, very experienced. 4 starters back from last year and 1 guy.
Rocking the Lakeshore, 92.7 The Fan.
Back from his injury, so a good senior-laden ball club that's ready tonight to play basketball.
We're going to see a lot of good teams here in our preseason games, and there won't be, I don't think, any better than the Pointers. And on their home floor, you know, great atmosphere, as you'll see in here tonight with their fans and so forth, kind of reminiscent about what we get back in Holland. So, you know, they're ranked, I think, top 5 in the country, and for good reason. What they've got coming back, they blitzed 2 opponents here this season already. You know, hopefully we're up to the task. I thought we were, you know, met a very good Whitewater club last night, and, you know, 25, 30 minutes, we played some pretty good basketball. It's not good enough against teams like this. You got to be prepared to play 40 minutes hard together to come out with any kind of chance against a squad like the Pointers.
Well, this is going to be a defensive ball club, I think, for the Flying Dutchman tonight, is that the defense has to step up. They're really good shooters.
Excellent shooters, starting with Tyler Haas and Tilleman, the rest of these guys. You know, they're very impressive. I don't know what other way to put it. You watch it on film, and I'm sure we'll see it out here on the floor. But we have got to get out and defend the perimeter. We've got to be able to close out hard on shooters. We'll switch some things up defensively, see if we can get them out of rhythm. But that's really hard to do on their home floor with a veteran team.
Well, they're shooting 72% from the floor for the first 2 ball games. And, you know, you've got to get people in their face in order to try to shut that down a little bit.
Well, that's a lot of very impressive numbers. That's certainly one. How about this? Opponents are only shooting about 33% against them, and, you know, that concerns you, too. We need to continue to work. We want our transition game to go. you know, we can rebound and run, we're pretty good. Last night we couldn't rebound and get the ball in the second half, the last 10 minutes. That's a key concern for us tonight. Our guards, our forwards have to rebound along with our big guys. And, you know, we need everybody on the glass. Then defensively, we've got to, you know, get out and close out their shooters. Offensively, we got to continue to look inside. I thought when our focus was inside to out last night, we were pretty good on the offensive end. But sometimes we stray away from that, and that's not necessarily a good thing for us.
Well, we got in a little foul trouble last night. Anything to do to try to prevent some of that?
Yeah, we'll tell the referees before the game not to call any fouls on guys in white shirts, but I'm not sure that's going to work. Again, we have some big guys. We've got players that have got to adjust to the way the game is being called. If you watched, and obviously you do, you guys do, basketball at whatever level, male, female, men's, women's team, whatever, the officials have been instructed to call things tighter. They certainly did early in the game last night. And, you know, when we got B.A. And Brock with four fouls two times down the floor, offensive and defensive, about 10 minutes to go, that kind of changed things. So hopefully we're in better position with that. But, you know, if there is trouble, somebody's got to come in next up, step in line, and take over for whoever that might be.
Any change in the starting lineup tonight?
No, sir. This is only our second game, so we'll start with the same guys. I think that, last night we were a little tentative in some things at the start. We can't be that way tonight, but we think this is a group that can get us off to a good start, but we're going to need guys coming off the bench to fill in their roles as well.
Gardner, a little problem with a cramp in his leg. Any problem with that today?
Well, you know, he's drank a lot of liquids here in the last 24 hours, eating a lot of bananas and all that good stuff, some supplements. Hopefully they can go away. It's been a problem a couple of games in a row. We're not sure. We hope that it's not a problem tonight. If it is, Jordan, Chad Carlson are going to have to come in and take up the slack.
Well, this is going to be a tough ball game, Coach, and we wish you a lot of luck tonight as we take on the Pointers in the second ball game.
We'll take lucky and good tonight against the Pointers. Thank you.
That was Coach Tom Davilar here talking to Ron Weatherby, and this is part of the Barber Ford pregame show. Let's send it back to the studio for another two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball and the Barber Ford pregame show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7theband.com. Wisconsin this afternoon, the Hope College Flying Dutch women were in the Milwaukee area, and they had their hands full with Wisconsin Lutheran, who took the Flying Dutch to overtime. The Flying Dutchmen were able to outscore Wisconsin Lutheran in overtime 12-6. And able to pull out a 78-72 victory. The Flying Dutch were led by Megan Callihead, who had 18 points. Maura McAfee, who chipped in with 16 points and 14 rebounds. If I'm not mistaken, Ron, I think she has had a double-double in each and every game of this regular season. She is just clicking in all the right areas. And Rebecca Lawrence had a couple rough games there, but she bounced back with 15 points and 8 rebounds in a tough game. Hope College record improved to 5-0. Wisconsin Lutheran's record fell to 1-2. Wisconsin Lutheran giving Hope College everything they could get. Our next broadcast will be the Hope College Flying Dutch taking on Olivet in a pivotal MIAA contest to start the season. It'll be the second contest for both teams in the MIAA. But first, we have our game here tonight, which is going to be one heck of a ball game, Ron. Wisconsin Stevens Point ranked number 4 in the nation, and they are a pretty solid-looking ball club from top to bottom.
Well, you take a look at some of their statistics out here, and you say, wow, what a ball club. And that's just what I think we're going to find here tonight. They have 5 players with all kinds of experience and all kinds of honors given to them last year and this year. And they're looking to go a long ways in the NCAA tournament. And there's talk already. And as you mentioned, talking a little while ago, our reputation, Hope College, they remember us from coming up here in other tournaments in the NCAA. And they expect a real tough ball game. They're coming in with the same attitude that the Flying Dutchmen are coming in with, is that this is a tournament-type ball game, and they're going to have to be ready. Hope College having played 2 nights in a row, and this is tough this early in the season, where you think, I'm not quite in shape yet, and you have to give it all in that first ball game, and then you turn right around the next night and come back and have to play another tough team. So a very, very tough type of ball game and situation for the Flying Dutchman.
And you got to give credit to those, the supporters for Wisconsin, Stevens Point tonight, because this is a very large crowd for a beginning of the game, you know, beginning of the season game, as they have come out in full force to support their team. And it's going to be one heck of an atmosphere. You were saying this during the break. It's almost like a tournament atmosphere here this evening.
Well, you look around this auditorium, a beautiful auditorium. It's been refurnished from the last time I was here. And they have their signs all the way around the top. And all kinds of championships, second round situations in the NIAA, in the NCAA. And all around you have purple banners. Almost three quarters of the walls are covered with the banners, and they cover a lot of territory, and the Pointers want to put another one up there this year.
Yeah, and to our right by where the band is pictures of all three of the national championship teams that have come across over the last decade or so. So this is not going to be any kind of a pushover for Hope College. They've got their hands full tonight. And this is going to be one heck of a contest for them, and they're going to have to really step up in order to beat this Wisconsin-Stevens Point team. All season long, we're doing Anchored in Hope during the 2013-2014 basketball season. Hope College is teaming up with 92.7theband.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 92.7theband.com and look for Anchored in Hope. On that section will be pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheons, which will start in January. So video highlights in January after each of the coaches' luncheons, audio podcast of all Hope College basketball games and archived Hope College football games, and live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, and releases showing happening around Hope College, and photos from games and events. That's all on Anchored in Hope. And if you want to look at that, that's at 92.7theband.com. We're only minutes away from this game getting on their way, Ron. This Wisconsin trip, a little bit of bus lag for some of these guys. They look a little bit tired when they came back to the hotel last evening. Hopefully that they're rearing and ready to go here this afternoon, this evening.
Well, they had a chance to lay around a little bit today. They did have a shootout down here so that they got some exercise, and they saw the inside of the arena and had a chance to get the backgrounds and all that kind of stuff in their mind. And so they should be ready to go tonight, and we'll find out in just a few moments just how ready they are.
And that's definite. It's going to be one of those tests. And you know, early in the season, you got to step forward and deliver a couple W's. And, boy, taking on the number four ranked team in the nation is one heck of a stepping stone to start off this season. So we're only minutes away from the start of this game. We have the starting lineup, which will be brought to you by Ron here shortly, presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title. That's on 16th Street in Holland. And in a little bit, we'll have the opening tip-off, which is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. We are only seconds away from the national anthem, Ron, and I think I'll try to pop this microphone back in.
While as Adam is working on the mic, the Pointers are out there lined up waiting for the national anthem. The Hope College Flying Dutchman are not on the court at this particular time. They just came out to our left, and so now they'll get set, and we'll have the national anthem.
Good evening, and welcome to Bennett Court at Quad Fieldhouse on the campus of UW-Stevens Point for tonight's matchup between the Flying Dutchman of Hope College and your UW-Stevens Point Pointers. At this time, we ask that you please rise, gentlemen, remove your caps, join our players and coaches in the honor of America with the singing of the national anthem, performed tonight by UWSP student Samantha Salomone.
Rendition of the national anthem, and we're just about ready to get the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the starting lineups, let's go to the play-by-play man, Ron Weatherby.
Well, thank you, Adam, and under the direction of Matt Neal in his fourth season, the Hope College Flying Dutchman at the forwards. It'll be Corey McMahon, a 6'1 junior out of Glenville, Illinois. The other forward, Harrison Blackledge, a 6'6 freshman from Canton, Ohio. At center, Nate Van Arendonk, 6'10, a senior from Grand Haven. The guards, Alex Edson, a 6'2 sophomore from Grand Haven, and Ben Gardner, the 6' sophomore from Carmel, Indiana. For the purple and gold, University of Wisconsin Stevens Point Pointers, under the direction of Bob Smelling. And at the forwards, Trevor Haas. Haas, who's been averaging out here about 20 points a ball game, had 33 in their opening ball game and had just under 20 in the second ball game. He's at one forward, 6'4 senior out of New London. Joe Rischley, who is 6'3, a junior out of Wisconsin Rapids. He had 10 points about a ball game. The center, Clayton Hewer, a 6'8 senior from Wisconsin Rapids. He's had a couple of good ball games. He's had 13 in one ball game. And we don't have his score for the second one. The two guards, Austin Riff, a 6' junior from Wittenhalla. And those four were starters on last year's ball club that went 22-6 and won their conference. And the fifth man of that group, Tyler Tillman, who was injured last year. He made All-American the year before, All-Conference, everything else. And he was injured, did not play last year, but he's back this year. He's a 6'3 senior from Randolph, and he steps into that group nicely and will make five starters out there that most coaches would drool to have starting for them this season. So we look for a big ball game today as this auditorium filled purple and gold predominantly, but one section of orange and blue.
And the section of orange and blue is just a little bit smaller than last night, and not a lot of people made the two-hour trip from Janesville, where the team stayed, to up here to Stevens Point. So a little bit of an interesting pregame tradition right there for the Pointers as they had some music going and had all the cheerleaders out there, so that was a little bit of an interesting aspect that I've never seen before. Okay, the opening tip-off is about to happen, and that is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hank's Auto Service. And for the call of the action, send it over to Ron Weatherby.
Well, they have the band in the right end zone out here for the Pointers, and they're all cranked up and ready to get things to go. And so are the ball clubs. The Pointers dressed in their gold uniforms with the purple numerals. Hope College in their whites with the orange numerals. Hope with the tip. Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Left side, Edson. Edson back out to Gardner. Gardner looks inside, can't find anybody open. Edson works his way around into the corner to McMahon, back across to Gardner. Gardner, cross-court pass, McMahon for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to the Pointers as Austin Riff clears the board for the Pointers. Hope College with a man-to-man, as was Stevens Point on the outside. Wheeler and the whistle blows, and we got a foul. And it's going to go against Edson. And the Pointers will have the basketball underneath their own basket. Inside, ooh, set up play works, and the shot is missed underneath by Tillman. Hope College gets a rebound. Blackledge gets it out to Gardner, back to Blackledge, over to right side, Edson. Out front to Gardner, no score in the ball game. We're just underway in this first quarter. McMahon at the right wing to Edson at the point underneath Van Arendonk. He kicks it back out to Blackledge. Blackledge to the, in the paint, puts it up off the glass. No good, and the traveling is a call by the official. So a turnover by the Flying Dutchman. Hope comes out with a 1-2-2 press. The Pointers recognize it quickly and break the press without a whole lot of problem. Austin Riff at the right wing with the basketball for the Pointers. Works his way to the right side to Hewer. Hewer back on the outside, little give and go. Hewer underneath the basket, puts it up, rolls to the outside. It's tipped back out and picked up by Gardner. Both teams having a little problem getting some points on the board early on. Underneath the Van Arendonk, he puts it up, misses the layup shot, gets it back, puts it up and in. So the Flying Dutchman open with a two-point lead. Pressure by the Flying Dutchman, and quickly the Pointers beat it into the paint. Jump shot, good. Tillman with a little jumper in the paint ties it at two apiece. We play 2 minutes of basketball here at Stevens Point, Wisconsin. McMahon at the left wing, out front to Gardner. Gardner looks, finds Edson cutting through, but he's not open. Feeds McMahon. McMahon over to Edson at the left wing. Edson takes a look. Tries to work it down low to Blackledge. Can't get it there. Van Arendonk comes out on top. Edson in the corner. Gets double teamed. Has some problems. Got to get rid of the basketball. He's lucky to get it out to Gardner. Four on the shot clock. Gardner drives. Loses it. McMahon picks it up at the buzzer.
Oh.
And it's going to count. Oh, that was close out there. The official indicated that it's going to count. But it was right at the buzzer. 4-2. Hope with the lead. Little pass underneath the basket. Shot taken. And a nice block that time by Blackledge as Rick Clay drove the paint on the right side, and Blackledge went up from behind and knocked the ball away. He knocked it away from a 6'3" junior. Pointers will set it up underneath their own basket. Out front, Tillman. Tillman fires away, and he's fouled. And it's going to go against McMahon. So the Pointers will be at the line for Stevens Point. 4-2, Hope with a two-point lead. 17:25 showing on the clock, and the first free throw is good.
It almost seems, Ron, like the officials are a little bit more lax than the officials from last
night. Don't speak too quick. Don't speak too quick. A second one misses. Rebound comes to Edson. Edson kicks it out to Gardner. Gardner works left wing. Over to Blackledge on the right side to McMahon. McMahon looks in, can't get it to Edson. Back out in front they go to Gardner. Back to Edson at the point. Right side Gardner, baseline, spins around with his back to the basket. Kicks it in the corner. McMahon out to Gardner, 13 on the shot clock. Gardner in the paint, wild shot underneath, no good. Because there, knocks there to tip it in. 6-3, Hope with the lead. 16:50 left in this first half. Riff on the outside, works his way to the left side to Richke. Back out in front to her. Shot taken, no good. Rebound underneath comes to Edson. So a team out there that only missed 11 shots the entire ball game, the last game they played. The Pointers having problems trying to find the basket as McMahon threw the ball back to Gardner, and Gardner was looking to break in the other direction. The ball goes out of bounds and will belong to the Pointers. So the Pointers with the basketball, trailing by three. Griff to the left wing. Drives to the baseline, fakes the shot, brings it back down, gives it on the outside to Tillman. Tillman against Gardner. Flips it over on the right side. Haas with the drive. Gets it back out. And Haas with the bucket. We're tied at six. With 15:55 on the clock. Pass across to Blackledge into the corner to McMahon. His shot misses. Blackledge with a rebound. Oh, and he's called for traveling. So a timeout, I believe, has been called.
I'm not sure which team called the timeout, though, unfortunately, Ron. Okay, this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, try Apple Valley Natural Foods. The officially is a little early. It's early in the game, like you said, but it seemed like the officials were being a little bit more lax when it came to this stuff. And I don't think Coach Neal was too thrilled with that on that last possession, because Harrison Blackledge went underneath and he kind of got mugged a little bit. And in the process of that happening, he traveled with the ball, and Coach Neal did not agree with the call.
Well, the officials are early in the season as well out there. We haven't had an opportunity. One ball game is no way to judge the officials for the year. And we'll take it as it comes.
It's a different crew tonight, and they're going to all crews are going to call games just a little bit differently than others. And so they're going to let these, looks like these guys, they're going to let the guys play a little bit, a little pushy-shovey, and a little bit more of a physical game, at least at about 5 minutes through the first half here. In this game, it's looking like that's what's going to end up happening.
Trevor Haas inbounds it, gets it to Riff. Riff slowly takes it up court. We're tied at six. On the outside to Haas. Haas goes to the left wing, leaves it up to Herr. Herr is the center. He's a good-sized kid. Riff to the top of the key, kicks it right side, Tillman. Tillman around the edge, takes baseline, back out in front. Driving, and a foul is going to be called on McMahon. I think that's his second one. Substitute coming in for the Flying Dutchman. And Sam Otto comes into the ball game. I thought Otto had a good ball game last night. And he's going to get some playing time the way it looks tonight. So the Pointers with the basketball. On the outside, working way out, is Trevor Haas. Haas underneath, feeds it off to Tillman, and Tillman with a drive, try to reverse layup, and he's fouled by Gardner. So it'll be Tillman at the line with the Pointers trying to take the lead here. He's a lefty, puts it up, it hits the left side of the iron and rolls away. He'll have the second one. And the second one is good. 7-6, Hope down by one. Gardner along the left side, crosses the midpoint of the court. Blackledge right to Edson. Back out front to Gardner. Man to man yet by the Pointers. Otto out front to Edson, and Edson's called for traveling. Nope. Well, he did, but that wasn't the call. His foul was called instead. So Tillman picks up the foul, and Hope's going to get the basketball underneath their own basket. Edson gets it into the corner to Gardner. Gardner leaves it for Otto way outside. He's about four steps beyond the three-point line. To the right wing to Gardner. Gardner fakes it to Edson. Back to Edson on the right wing as Gardner takes it to the point. Edson will try the same thing. Doesn't work. Gives it off to Otto. Otto works his way in the middle. Crossed into the corner to Gardner for three. Got it! So Ben Gardner hits the three from the corner. 9-7. Hope up by two. Quick pass into the left corner to Richkey. Out in front to Haas. Haas leaves it outside. Into the hands of Herr. Back to Polkoffer. Drive down the middle, and a nice setup play by Rich Clay puts in two, and we're tied back at nine. So Pelkoffer into the ball game for the Pointers. He's a 6'1 sophomore. Edson back out to Blacklegs, and his pass inside gets away from everybody. Pelkoffer out at the point. Picks up his dribble, goes cross court to Haas. Right corner into Heeler. They're back out in front. They go to Haas. Nice weave in motion. Tried to get it across court out there to Heeler, and on the court is a pointer, and we'll wait and see.
I think it's a kick ball against the pointers. When Van Arendonk went underneath to pick it up, one of the pointers kicked it.
Brock Benson comes in, replacing Blackledge for the Flying Dutchman. So it's Edson Gardner at the guards. Van Arendonk at center, Otto at one forward, and Benson at the other. So going double post now for the Flying Dutchman. Underneath Van Arendonk. Nice pass by Gardner, sets him up for two. 11-9, Flying Dutchman with the lead. On the right side, Riff goes right. Pelkoffer drives baseline, feeds it off to Heeler. Ball is batted away, picked up by Otto. Over to Gardner. Gardner, left side, leaves it for Otto. Gives it back to Van Arendonk, who's way up on top of the key. Edson, right corner, into the corner to Gardner on the left side. Gardner drives into the paint. Edson for three. No, in and out of the basket. Rebound. Comes to the pointers, Austin Riff. Quickly, to Rich Clay, drives past Benson, left-handed shot going in. Little head fake, and Benson got beat one-on-one. We're tied at 11 as Gardner finds Van Arendonk on top, and they'll start their move. To Otto on the left side, got some motion out here. More motion by the Flying Dutchman, not as much standing around as we had last night with the Hope College offense. Pass to Benson, and they try to knock it away, they being Joe Richke, and he picks up the foul.
Ron, another key fact here on why Hope College is playing so well tonight, they're controlling the board, something they did not do last night. Hope College has an 8-3 edge on the rebounds this evening.
Denham comes in for the Flying Dutchman, and Gearson comes in for the Pointers. Inbound pass to Van Arendonk. Over to Edson for three. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to the pointer's rift. On the right side, Pelkoffer brings it out. Feeds it to the right wing. Gives it up to Ritzloff. Back out in front to Pelkoffer. Little bounce pass down low to Gearson. They work it around. Haas in the ball game. Yeah, ooh, nice fake out there on the baseline. Gets around the man, puts it up and in. 13-11. Pointers go up by two. Denham over to Benson. Benson finds Edson at the left wing. Out in front to Denham. Gives it back to Otto. Ball knocked out of his hand. Taken right away again by Otto. Finds V.A. underneath the basket. Beautiful pass by Otto. And V.A. puts it up and in. And he's fouled.
What an effort by Sam Otto. A lot of players commit a turnover and then feel sorry for themselves. Sam Otto went out and made a really good play to get the ball back and then make a gorgeous pass to Van Arendonk. And Van Arendonk is having a very solid early part of this first half, Ron. He already has 8 points and two rebounds.
Timeout called on the court as we're tied at 13 with 11:18 left in this first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Both coaches starting to substitute a little bit as the game gets underway here and trying to find out what combinations will work in this situation. And they're staying very close thus far in the first half.
Well, you got to give Hope College a lot of credit, you know, that this is a very tough team, and they are sitting out and they're playing for them. They're not being intimidated. And Trevor Haas has been kind of neutralized. He's only scored 5 points in this early going. Another thing that we didn't get to see a lot of last night, I think Hope College is playing a lot better defense tonight because this Wisconsin Stevens Point team is a very, very good shooting team, and they are shutting them down. They're only shooting 50% from the field right now.
Now, Coach Davilar said in the pregame show out there, we've got to go in the inside down the middle more, and Ben Arendock, kind of a key down there, and so far he's got himself 8 points and is at the line and picks up point number nine. So Hope with the lead, 14-13, home court pressure. After the basket, the pointers break the press easily. Griff with the basketball out front to Gearson. Gearson hands it back to Haas. Haas in the middle to Richard. Richard back out in front to Riff. Riff puts a shot up. No good. Rebound taken out and lost by the pointers. Richard had his hands on the basketball, and it got away from him out of bounds. McMahon into the ball game for the Flying Dutchman along with Blackledge. Denham at the guard for Hope to Blackledge. Over to left wing to Otto. Otto can't find anybody, so Denham has to come back out and help out. Denham on the left side underneath to Benson. Benson puts the ball in the court, almost loses it. Back out to Otto. Over to Blackledge. Blackledge spins around, feeds it to Benson underneath. His shot short. Ball tapped up in the air, taken down by Pelkoffer. Pelkoffer quickly up into the front court. Riff with the basketball. Denham's on him. Out front to Haas. Haas on the right side, Pelkoffer. And foul reach in.
That was an illegal screen.
So it's a foul against the pointers. As Gearson picks up the foul, and Hope's going to get the basketball directly in front of us.
And that was his second foul.
So Denham finds Otto on the right wing. Back and forth, they play catch. Otto on the side drives into the paint and gives it up to Blackledge. Blackledge is playing kind of a high post right now. Drives to the baseline, has the ball knocked out of bounds. Substitute comes back in. Richie comes in for the pointers. So Hope will set it up. Blackledge looking for somebody to get the ball to. Finally gets it to Gardner, who went in. And Gardner drives that baseline, puts it off the window and in. 16-13. Hope with the lead. 9:45 left in the first half. Haas on the right side. Back out in front by Pelkoffer. Pelkoffer at the right wing. Leaves it for Richard. Underneath they go to Pelkoffer and the turnaround for the foul. It's going to go against Otto for the Flying Dutchman. It's not be a shooting foul. The pointers will have to set it up underneath their own basket. Haas looks around, can't find anybody, has to go way out on top to Richard. Richard with the dribble, works his way to the right side. Finds himself open, feeds the right wing, and a foul, and this is going against Denham. And again, it'll be the basketball underneath their own basket. 16-13, Hope with the lead. 9:21 left in the first half. Going way back on top to Richard with Haas on the right wing. Takes it to the baseline. It's cut off by Gondry. To Richie. Back out to the right side and good by Trevor Haas. Now 3-point territory and he drained it and we're tied up again at 16. Blackledge to Gardner at the left wing. Out front to Denham. Denham and Gardner. Gardner moving to the number two spot at this point. Denham takes the point and Gardner tries to drive to the middle. Pass break all the way. Shot up and no good, but a foul is going to go against Otto. Richie drove for the bucket out there. And
the crowd wanted goaltending because Brock Benson came through and smacked the ball off the backboard. Got to give Sam Otto a lot of credit. He showed a lot of hustle getting down the floor and stopping that fast break.
Well, all of that came after the foul. Richie with the first one misses.
And it turns out to be a good foul when they miss the first free throw.
Menerendok and Edson back in for the Flying Dutchman.
That's something we noticed when we looked at the score sheets is that UW-Stevens Point had their issues from the free throw line, a couple of the players, and it's kind of showing here early tonight. They are only shooting 40% from the line, Ron.
Hiller back in as Menerendot came back in to counter that move as he's 6'8". Menerendot with the basketball over to Edson, back out in front to Gardner. On the weave to Otto. Back to Edson at the right wing. To Benson underneath Menerendot. Passes just over his fingertip. Felkoffer up court. Stops. Bounds a triple. No good. Tip up in the air. And out of bounds. Touch pass by Hiller. So it's going to belong to Hope. Stivey comes in for Hope College. Cody Stivey, 6'7", freshman out of Hudsonville, comes in for Otto. So Hope putting a little size in there. They've got Benson at 6'8", Menerendok at 6'10", and Stivey at 6'7", in that front line right now. So Hope wanting to take the advantage with size. Gardner, baseline, feeds it to Menerendok, and under the basket, and Menerendok standing there on the right side, just flipped the ball to him, and he put it in. 18-16, Hope with the lead. The Pointers working the outside. Delcoffer over to Hiller. Back out in front, and I think a foul is going to go against Edson as Tillman started to drive the paint. Edson stepped in front. Buzzer sounds, and we'll have a timeout. I think that one was called by Hope College.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack and healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
We're being invaded out here by the cheerleaders. And how many count out there, Adam?
I'm going to go with 25.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, you got to go. Well, it's not, it can't be 25 because there's an even amount of them. So there's, you
four,
go
four. Four in a group and eight groups, seven groups.
So that's 24. I was very close, and that was just taking a quick look at it. Well, one thing that was a major problem last night for the Flying Dutch, or the Flying Dutchman, excuse me, was foul trouble. And keeping our fingers crossed, they're staying in this game because their big guys are not getting into any kind of foul trouble. No fouls on, so far, Brock Benson or Nate Menerendok. Nate Menerendok has been really solid in this game. He's got 11 points. He's 5 for 6 from the field. He's hit his only free throw, and he has 3 rebounds. The Flying Dutchmen also hold a very commanding lead on the boards right now, 11 rebounds to 5 rebounds against Wisconsin-Stevens Point. So the tail of the tape, they're staying in this game because they're rebounding and staying out of foul trouble.
Now they're also feeding Menerendok. Sam Otto has 3 assists, and a couple of those were to Menerendok in the middle to get the easy baskets. Free throw is good by Tillman. 18-17. Flying Dutchman up by one. Tillman with a chance to tie, and he does. We're tied at 18 apiece as Gardner gets the inbound pass. Brings it up court. Starts to the left side. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Menerendok up on top. Right wing to Stivey. Underneath Benson. Good. Good ball movement as Menerendok went to Stivey to Benson. So the three big guys at Opez in got the two on that one. Underneath, the Pointers trying to set it up. McGann is into the ball game for the Pointers at the point now. Outside Edson. Edson gives it to Stivey at the left wing. Underneath to Menerendok, and he scores. So two feeds from Stivey. Menerendok, 4 points. 22-18, Hope with the lead. On the outside, Belkoffer works his way to the point. Goes right side, McCann. Back out to Tillman. Tillman to Hiller. His shot, good. And he went down hard, getting up rather slowly. I don't think anything serious. It just Probably bumped his knee on the court a little bit as he's limping going off. Substitute coming in. Alex Richard comes in. He's 6'4". So 6'4 replacing 6'8 for the Pointers.
And he looks like he might be going towards the locker room. So hopefully he's okay.
Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Goes to Benson. Benson inside Benarendock. Loses control. Back to Gardner. Gardner alley-oops it to Benson. Benson fakes it back to Gardner. Hook shot. No good. Rolls around. McCann with the basketball on the right side. Gives it to Tillman. Tillman spins. Does a 360. Underhand. Scoop shot off the window and in. We're tied at 22. On the left side, Stiving, right wing, and standing on the out-of-bounds line right in front of the bench for the Pointers is Edson, and the official right there as well. So the ball's turned over to the Pointers. Bringing it up for the Pointers, Pelkoffer. Back on the outside to Lutz, who's into the ball game also. McCann working their way to Lutz. Lutz on the right side, gives it to Pelkoffer. Back out in front to Lutz. Drives left side of the paint, and Benson bumps him, and it's a foul. Any contact is a foul, and Benson found that out quickly.
First foul against Brock Benson.
So Jordan Lutz will be at the line, and he puts in the first one. Pointers take a one-point lead. Griff comes back in for the Pointers. Lutz will have the second one. Got it. 24-22. Stevens Point up by two. 5:40 left in the first half. Gardner to Vanarendonck. Vanarendonck left wing Stivey. Back out to Gardner. Gardner in the middle to Benson. Benson with the ball above his head. Fakes like he's going to shoot. Gives it back to Gardner. 19 on the shot clock. No problem there. Edson as Benson pops out on top. Underneath Vanarendonck. Ball slapped away. And tipped back in by Benson. Beautiful save. Gardner picks it up over to Edson. Edson puts it in. Off the window and in. Ooh, they played hot potato with that one and got the bucket. We're tied at 24. McCann at the right wing. Leaves the ball for Lutz. Lutz back out in front to Riff. Riff brings it down baseline, drives it, puts it up and in. 26-24. Stevens Point back up by two. Vanarendonck to Stivey. Underneath, they give it to Edson, and Edson has the ball. No, he flipped it underhanded as he was going up for like a shot and gave it to Benson, and Benson scored. Timeout called by the Flying Dutchman as we're tied at 26, 4:29 left in the first half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Coach Neal, I think, called that timeout in order to get Jordan Denham into the game, and there was another member of the Flying Dutchman, I think it was Blackledge, that he was also trying to get into the game. So that was a timeout for substitution purposes, and Hewer just came back from the locker room. It looks like he's going to be okay. It's kind of interesting that Nate Vanarendonck is playing one of his better games against somebody that's actually just as big as him, and that's something that we usually don't see, Ron, is anybody near the same size as Nate Vanarendonck.
Well, I think there's much better movement tonight on the ball with the Flying Dutchman, as it's tough to keep up sometime because that ball is moving rapidly, and as a result, they're getting buckets. They're opening up because the ball is beating the defense. Hope goes into a zone defense for the first time tonight as Denham and Gardner at the point guards, and Stevens Point will have to recognize it. They do. Tillman at the point. They go into the middle. To Richard on the outside, and hitting from the outside is Lutz. Well, they're a great three-point shooting team. We'll have to wait and see how long Hope stays in that zone when the three-pointers start to fall for the Pointers. Stivey back to Gardner. Gardner works the left wing. Into the corner, Stivey for three, got it!
That's a two.
That's a two, yep. High down the line. So 29-28, Pointers still have a one-point lead. Austin Riff out to Lutz. Lutz back to Riff on the outside, goes to the right wing. Works his way, can't get to the inside, almost loses the basketball. Hands it off to Tillman. Tillman works underneath. And finally they get it on the outside. Lutz takes the three, got it! They were down low and kicked it out. And again, another three-pointer makes it 32-28. Gardner on the right wing. Dives into the paint and
they're not going to count the basket.
No, that happened before.
Yep. A little dipsy-doo from Ben Gardner there. A gorgeous-looking move to get the basket, but they did not count the continuation as he got fouled as he was driving to the basket. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods.
Well, we'll have to kind of stop and wait and see if the Flying Dutchmen are going to stay in their zone defense. They went into that zone, and immediately Stevens Point hit two triples to take a 32-28 point lead with 3:13 left in the first half. And we'll see if Coach Neal is going to change the defense.
Yeah, I don't think that letting Stevens Point shoot three-pointers is a good idea. They are 4-for-6 from beyond the arc in this game, and you can't give those guys any of those shots like that because they're going to drain them. And both teams are shooting very well from the field tonight, though, Ron. Both of them shooting 61%. Hope College, 13-21. University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, shooting 11-18. So each of these teams doing a very good job shooting the ball this evening. As opposed to last night when both teams, I believe, were in the 30%, 40% margin for a majority of the night.
Well, in taking a look at the score sheet out here, Hope is only 1-for-5 from three-point territory. The Pointers are 4-for-6. And the free throw line seems to be where the Pointers are getting the edge out here. They are 6-for-10 from the free throw line. Hope is 1-for-1. Hope of the basketball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. They get the inbound pass to Gardner. His shot misses. Rebound comes down to Haas. Haas quickly on the right side to Tillman. Tillman works down low to the baseline. His shot off the window. No good. Ball bounced around. Benarendak comes away with it. Back to Gardner. A long pass ahead to Denham at the left wing. Denham works back out. Gives it to Gardner. Gardner's at the point. Denham's at the two right now for the Flying Dutchman. And Blackledge underneath and Lutz bumping into each other. We'll have to see who they pick on that one. Looks like it's going to Lutz as the PA man, and it's going to go to the Flying Dutchman. Gardner out on top. Leaves it for Stivey. Stivey takes it around the edge. Back to Gardner. Gardner fakes in, drives into the paint, puts up the jumper from the free throw line. Good. 32-30. Hope back within two. Hope back to a man-to-man defense. Left side, Tillman. Tillman works against Ivy. Underneath the basket, open man, puts it up and in, and that's Alex Richards. 34-30. Pointers with the lead. 2 minutes to go in this first half. Stivey back to Denham. Over to Gardner. Gardner gets double teamed on the baseline. Out to Blackledge. Blackledge loses the basketball. Gets it back. Puts it up. Puts it in. No. Roll off the edge. Rebound fought for underneath. And Benarendak. Think it's going to get the foul. Yes. So Benson comes into the ball game for Benarendak. No, he's going in for Blackledge. Benarendak's going to stay. 34-30. Pointers with the lead, and at the line is going to be Trevor Haas. Substitute comes in.
Yeah, that foul puts the Pointers into the double bonus, Ron, so they'll be shooting two free throws.
The substitute won't be allowed in until after the free throw is shot, and the first one's good. So Kalkofer comes in. Haas with the second of the free throws. 35-30. 36-30. Pointers with the lead. 1:48 left in the first half. Gardner over to Benson. Benson out front there on the left side to Denham. Back to Gardner. Right side, Stivey. He fires another triple. This one's no good. The ball is tipped by Brock Benson. Back to Stivey as he was breaking into the basket to rebound. And he got the pass from Benson and put in a layup. Nice move by Benson that time with the tick. Tip out there, and Stivey got the points. 36-32. The Pointers, they have the basketball. Belkoffer on the outside. And ball stolen away. Stivey, the young lad from Hudsonville, the freshman, doing a nice job for the Flying Dutchman at this point in the ball game. Alley-oop pass to Van Arendonk. Back out on top of the key to Benson. Gardner drives past everybody, puts a shot up, but it's no good, and then he's fouled. So Gardner should be going to the line. And it's going to go again. Mueller, his second foul, and Gardner will step to the line. Blackledge gets ready to come in for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner drops it in. Coming in is Tillman for the Pointers. 51 seconds left in this first half. 36-33, Pointers. Second one for Gardner. And this one drops in. 36-34, Pointers up by two. Full court pressure, and the ball thrown away by the Pointers, and so Hope's going to get it back with 46 seconds on the clock left in this first half. So the press did some good that time. The Pointers have been consistently breaking it, but the pressure on, and that time it worked. So Gardner will inbound it directly in front of the bench and has problems getting it in. Has to go to Denham, way back. Denham on the right side to Gardner. Gardner drives into the paint. Back to Denham. He puts up a triple. Off the mark. Rebound. And going to have a foul. And it's going to go against Blackledge. So we take the walk to the far end of the court. 35.9 seconds left on the clock. And Alex Pritchard, a 6'4 junior out of Spring Green, will be at the line for Stevens Point. His free throw is good. And Otto comes in for Denham. Second free throw. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Gardner scoots and gets the basketball. Hope's going to go for the last shot now with 31 seconds on the clock. They trail by three. They can tie it up at the half. Gardner works his way out. 19, 18. Defense doesn't come with him. He's just standing there. He'll count it down to 12, 11, 10. Now he starts his move to the basket. All the way around the edge. Spins around, loses control, gets it back, throws it at the basket wildly. No good. Pointers get it. Long shot. Three quarters of the court, and it rimmed off on the right side. It was very close for that length of a shot. And the Pointers go in at halftime after a very interesting first half, leading by a score of 37-34.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for a two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Flying Dutchman trail the Pointers of Wisconsin Stevens Point 37-34 at halftime. A very entertaining first half and a very evenly played game between these two teams. Hope College hanging with the fourth-ranked Stevens Point
pointers, playing one heck of a good first half for the Flying Dutchman. Let's take a look at team statistics first for the home team, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. They shot 57% from the field in the first half, 12 of 21. They also shot 57% from three-point land, going 4 for 7. Free throws, they were 9 of 14 for 64%. Rebounds, they had 10, 1 offensive, 9 defensive. Then they turned over the ball 6 times. Their largest lead was 6 points, which came at the tail end of the first half with 1:49 remaining. Now let's take a look at Hope's team statistics. They shot 15 of 28 from the field for 53.6%. The three-pointers aren't falling for Hope College. They took 6 three-pointers in the first half and only were able to make one. That's for 16%. They were perfect from the free throw line, but only shot the 3 free throws. And at one point in time, for most of the first half, they held a commanding rebounding edge, and they went into the locker room leading pointers 14-10 on the boards. Hope's 14 boards, 4 offensive, 10 defensive. They turned over the ball 8 times. Hope's largest lead was 4 points. I don't think they ever held a lead in last night's game, so Hope playing a lot more of a solid ball game this evening against University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Now let's take a look at individual statistics first for the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. They had 2 members of the team that were in double digits and both leading the team in scoring at 10 points. First, their leading scorer, Trevor Haas, who was perfect all the way around in this first half. He had 10 points. He was perfect from the field for 3 for 3 and 2 perfect from beyond the arc, 2 for 2, and he hit both of his free throws. So 10 points and 2 rebounds for Trevor Haas. Tyler Tillema had 10 points as well. He had 2 assists and 1 rebound. Joe Richey had 4 points and 2 assists. Jordan Lutz came off the bench and added 8 points. He was also perfect from the field, 2 for 2 from field goal range, and 2 for 2 from 3-point land. Alex Richard had 3 points, and the only other pointer to score in this game was the starting center, Clayton Hewer, who had 2 points. For the Hope College Flying Dutchman, the only player in double digits for them was Nate Van Arendock, who had a very solid first half, being set up very well by his teammates. He had 13 points and 4 rebounds. He was 6 for 7 from the field, and he hit his only free throw. 13 points for Nate Van Arendock. Ben Gardner had a solid first half as well. He had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Corey Stivey came off the bench and played very solidly for the freshman from Hudsonville. He had 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Brock Benson also came off the bench and added another 4 points for the Flying Dutchman. Corey McMahon got into a little bit of foul trouble, and he has only picked up 2 points in the first half. And Alex Edson has 2 points as well for the Flying Dutchman. So you've circled a couple different things here, Ron. What do you make out of the first half statistics?
Well, one thing that's and a good point is that Hope College has scored 3 more baskets than there's the pointers. But the bad point is that the pointers hit 9 out of 14 from the line. Hope only had 3 points. They were 3 for 3 for 100%. But with 9 points coming compared to 3, that's a 6-point plus for the pointers out there from the free throw line. And they pick up another 3 points as they hit 4 out of 7 on 3 pointers. And now more than that, 4 out of 7 is Hope has only 1 out of 6. So a couple different places where the pointers have picked up the extra points that Hope has taken over from shooting from the floor. So interesting, some of the percentages you were talking about, 57%. Here's a ball club that the first 2 games shot 71% for the first 2 ball games. And they only missed 11 shots in the second game of the season for them. So they're being pressured a little bit, and they're playing well. And it's been a pretty even ball game throughout this first half.
And we got to look at the foul situation, too. 11 first half fouls against Hope College, 7 for
Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Those numbers were a little bit more skewed last night. So hopefully the Flying Dutchmen don't get any foul trouble. I like to think that the reason they played so well is that all three of the big men have been able to stay out of foul trouble with Blackledge, Van Arendok, and Brock Benson. Between those guys, they only have two fouls between the three of them, and last night that was not the case.
Well, I think the answer is to why you say they're playing better. I think it's a movement that they've had with the basketball. They're moving it around well, working the big people down low, getting the ball to the big people, and they then are dishing it off amongst themselves, and they're able to get guys open when they have the three big guys on the inside and just whipping it between the three of them, and somebody's going to be there standing waiting for the basketball.
And we saw this towards the end of the first half that they were trying to take away anything that Nate Van Arendok was going to get underneath the basket. They were making the pointers were making a very conscious effort to make sure that the movement didn't go to him, because they got burnt on quite a few occasions by Van Arendok.
Van Arendok having a very good ball game, as you mentioned, early in this half, and he's kept it up throughout the first half. He's been Johnny on the spot, and when people have fed him the basketball, other than for one occasion, he's been able to handle it, and he's been putting the ball up and getting points.
It's been real nice to see. He's played with a lot of confidence this evening, and that is a real good thing for the Flying Dutchman, because when he plays with some confidence, he can be a very dominating force. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. Let's send it back to the studio for another two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Basketball and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College trail the Wisconsin Stevens Point Pointers 37-34 at halftime, and in a very entertaining, evenly matched game between these two squads. Well, we have Anchored in Hope. What is Anchored in Hope? During the 2013-2014 basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? Where you can find this at 92.7thevan.com and look for the Anchored in Hope section on that website. On it, you'll see pre- and post-game articles. Once the coaches' luncheon start in January, you will find video highlights of the games on that website. Also, you'll see audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from this past fall and basketball games, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, and releases shown the happenings around Hope College, along with photos from games and different events. That's Anchored in Hope, and that's at 92.7thevan.com. Well, Ron, we have a very exciting game here today, but we also had a very exciting game in Milwaukee today, as the Flying Dutch, Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch, were able to come back and win a game in overtime. We're going to get a chance to see them on Tuesday as they take on Olivet in another MIAA action game.
Now, there was another exciting ball game also this afternoon, and that was with Mr. Chandler over with the Zealand Ducks.
Oh, yes, we'll have to give give some props out to the Zealand Ducks, as they are going to be heading to the state championship at Ford Field. And they did that with a tremendous victory, a 42-7 victory over Stevensville Lakeshore, which is down by Benton Arbor. A big game by the Ducks, who are on their way to Ford Field, and that game will be covered on WHDC. I believe that will be either Friday or Saturday. It depends on the pairings, I believe, but we'll find out here within the weekend. So you can listen to that game on WHGC this Thanksgiving weekend. Boy, there's going to be a lot of sports to be played between Thursday and Saturday, Ron.
Well, it's a good time out there. Those fall sports are winding down, and the winter sports are starting to take hold.
Well, at halftime, the score is Wisconsin Stevens Point 37, the Hope College Flying Dutchman 34, in a very evenly played game between these two squads. They have both just entered the floor and are taking their warm-up shots here. What do you think is going to pan out here in the second half?
Well, I'm waiting to see. I'm sure Coach Neal is going to keep pounding the ball in the middle, and that's what the Stevens Point sees as well, and they're going to have to figure out a defense to try to stop it. How effective they are is going to mean the tale as to what's going to happen the rest of the ball game.
It's going to be who makes the best halftime adjustments probably for this game, because both these teams played pretty decently in the first half and a very evenly matched ball game for the most part. Neither one of the teams had a lead larger than 6 points. So, and there was a point in time there where the game was bouncing back and forth, lead change back and forth, a tie game, and every time somebody would take the lead, somebody else would pop back in and tie the game back up. So this has been one of very, very entertaining games. So don't go anywhere, anybody. This is going to be a game that might go right down to the wire. So we're only seconds away from the Flying Dutchman taking on the Pointers here in the second half.
Well, the Stevens Point team out there last year finished with a record of 22-6. And they play four teams that are ranked in the top 20 in the NCAA. They'll play number 6, North Central. They'll play number 12, Whitworth. They'll play number 13, Whitewater. And number 15, St. Thomas in the coming week. So they're gonna step it up a little bit as to the competition that they're playing, getting ready not only with their league, as they, some of these teams are in their league, but get ready for the NCAA tournament.
And I failed to bring this to anybody's attention during the pregame show, but the team that knocked Wisconsin Stevens Point out of the NCAA tournament last year was none other than an MIAA team, Calvin College. So I just thought I would throw that in.
With that, we'll get the halftime underway, or get the ball game underway from halftime as the Pointers get the basketball on the outside. Tillman. Tillman drives past McMahon, puts it off the window. No good. Tip up in the air. No good. But the control by the Pointers, and underneath by himself, Joe Ritchie, and he just puts it up and in. Got down baseline by himself and broke open. 39-34, the Pointers with the lead. McMahon has the ball tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. So the same five starters that started the ball game for the Flying Dutchman are out there. The same thing is true for Stevens Point. Edson gets it into McMahon. He fires. No good. The shot is short. Rebound comes to Tillman. Tillman is cut off, and he stepped back to the side as Blackledge was coming up the court, and Blackledge ran over the top of him, and Blackledge is going to get the foul. So the Pointers will have it at side court with a 39-34 lead. We're just underway in the second half. To the left wing, Tillman. Tillman shot good. Just slid over the front edge. 41-34. The Pointers with the lead. Gardner brings it back for the Flying Dutchman to McMahon. McMahon at the top of the key. Back to Gardner at left wing. Underneath Van Arendonk. He's double teamed. Ball knocked out of bounds. So the Pointers dropping the outside man. They're going to let Hope possibly shoot some threes from the outside, but they're going to have two people with Van Arendonk. Going to give him some company in the middle. Inbound pass comes to Blackledge, over to Edson, left wing. Edson to the point, works his way around to the right side, gives it back to Gardner. Gardner can't get a shot away to McMahon. McMahon is up on top. Around the right side to Gardner, into the paint, puts it up and in, and a foul. Gardner fired that one very high to get over the defense. And the foul's going to go against Trevor Haas. And Gardner's going to go to the line. Gardner's made both of his free throws tonight. Had a little problem with that last night as he went 1-for-5. Free throw is good. So make it 3-for-3 for Ben. 41-37. 2-and-1 break as they break the press. And they take it down. Shot taken on the left side and a foul. I believe that's going to go against Blackledge. He was a lone defender back, and Tillman will be stepping to the line. Tillman is 4-for-6, missing the first one. And Brock Benson comes in, replacing Blackledge for the Flying Dutchman. Second free throw is good. Hope gets the ball. 42-37. Pointers with the lead. To McMahon. McMahon at the left wing. Into the corner to Gardner. In the middle, ball knocked away from Benson. Picked up by the Pointers. Here comes Riff. Underneath, they go to the big man. Working one-on-one with Benarenda. Can't get the shot. Kick it back on the outside to Riff. Riff fires away. Got it! So the Pointers picking up the pace and putting the ball up toward the bucket more at the start of this second half. Benson to Edson. Edson takes a look over in the right corner to McMahon. McMahon back around the horn to Gardner. Gardner for three. No, hits the back of the iron and rebound out there. A foul away from the play. And this one's going to go against Hewler away from the play. And the ball's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. So underneath their own basket, Hope will set it up. Benson to Van Arendonk, out front to Gardner. Back to Edson. Edson, Gardner. Gardner moves to the left wing. Leaves it for McMahon for three. Edson, no, off the mark. And it'll go the way of the Pointers. So as you'll notice out there, how many times the ball's being able to get into the inside. And so far, the Flying Dutchman have not been able to get the ball into their big men in this second half. Riff with the basketball, works against Gardner, gives it to Haas. Haas around to Tillman at the left wing. They give it to the big man, Hewler. Around they go to Riff. Out front to Richie. Back to Riff. To the left wing, and the ball's tipped out by Gardner, and the foul's going to go on Ben. He reached around the back and flipped the ball away, but all you have to do is touch him, and he got the foul. It'll not be a shooting foul. Pointers are going to get the ball underneath their own basket. 44-37 with the lead. The inbound pass to Tillman. He nails it. Inbound pass came to Tillman, and with a jumper, he drained it. So Tillman with 10 points in the first half, picks up a couple more in the second, and timeout by the Flying Dutchman brings this crowd to their feet as the Pointers have taken a 46-37 lead over the Flying Dutchman. 16:57 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Harrison Blackledge was forced to leave the game after picking up another foul, and I believe that was his third, Ron, and kind of a tough night for him as he hasn't been able to get on the scoreboard. But Ben Gardner has 12 points and two boards and has been kind of solid, but here in the second half it looks like the Pointers have made the necessary adjustments to jump out to take the lead.
Well, Hillman is a guy that's gotten hot here in the second half. He had 10 points at halftime. He has 15 now, so that he's got that hot hand. He's 5-for-8 from the free throw line. He hasn't hit a triple yet, but he's 5-for-8 also from the floor.
Yeah, he's doing a very good job finding his way to the basket. And this is a Pointer team, very athletic and very good at driving to the hoop.
Thank you.
So after the timeout, the Flying Dutchman will have the basketball at midcourt. Edson will be getting it in to Gardner. Otto in the ball game now for Hope College. Benson's the center. And Benarendonk, they're mixing between the four and five. Gardner on the outside, bounce pass to Benson. He turns, faces the basket, cross court pass. Otto open from the corner. His shot misses. Benson with the rebound. And reaching in, trying to grab the ball was Richie, and a foul. This is not going to be a shooting foul. Alex Richard coming in now for Richie.
That was Richie's third foul, and he's going to exit the game.
Benson will inbound it, gets it to VA, out front to Gardner. Back to Edson. Edson into the paint, shot taken, no good. Rebound, Benson. left side, puts it up and puts it in. 46-39. Pointers with the lead. Gardner starts to move in, brings it back out, leads it for Tillman at the left wing. Tillman, cross-court pass to Hewler, the big man, way up on top of the key. That gets Van Arendonk away from the rebound then. And working underneath it is Tillman again, and he puts it in. So Hope's going to start shutting off Tyler Tillman in this second half. Edson out front to Gardner. Gardner over to Otto. Otto on the right side to Edson. Edson cross-court pass to Gardner. He puts up the jumper. It's off the mark. Rebound batted around. Tillman with a rebound. Stolen away by Van Arendonk. Back to Edson. Edson sees an opening all the way. Puts it up and in. Drove the lane very well that time with a left-hand layup. 48-39. Pointers on top. 15-20 left in the second half. And foul's going to go against VA. As Hewler got the basket. Fake left, went right. And there was contact. So a timeout is called on the court by the Flying Dutchman. And Hope wants to talk things over, trailing 48-41.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Wow, Ron, these Pointer fans are getting kind of fired up with a 7-point lead with 15-20 left in the ball game. The Pointers have one of the largest leads of the game. They jumped out to a 9-point lead. The Flying Dutchman are able to cut it down to 9. You can barely hear myself. But I guess that's better than last night where you couldn't hear yourself because of the music being blasted in through sound system at Wisconsin Whitewater.
Well, like we said before, they got 24 cheerleaders out on the court at one time. Trying to get the crowd riled up, and they were able to do it that time as the Pointers have taken the lead, and they're starting to get pretty confident, and as a result, why they're getting involved in the ball game.
And it's a pretty large crowd compared to what we had last night, too, so you got to give the fans in this area a lot of credit for coming out and supporting their ball team.
So it's going to be the Pointers inbounding the basketball. They get it down low. The Riff, he kicks it way outside. Hewler fires a big long triple. No good. Rebound Edson. To Gardner. Gardner slows it up as they come up the court. Goes the right side, Edson. Edson back to Gardner, up on top. Ben takes a look. Nobody open. Works his way to Otto at the right wing. Out front to Benson. Benson can't go low. They're fronting VA. And driving on the outside is Otto. His shot good. Took it in from the left wing and put it in. 48-43. Stevens Point with the lead. 14:40 to go. Riff with the move. Jumper, no good. Tip back, and the Pointers keep it. Long three, no good that time by Haas. But the Pointers get the rebound. Tillman underneath. Shot taken in, good. Was Alex Richard putting it in, and he is fouled. I think it's VA that's going to get the foul, and that's his second. Third.
His third.
So Alex Richard will be at the line. 50-43. Make that 51. 14:23 left. Flying Dutchman trail. Gardner over to VA. Out front to Otto. Otto around the side to Edson. Edson in the paint. Underhand shot. And he was just trying to draw a foul, and he was successful, I believe. And it's going to go against Hewler, the 6'8" senior. He just kind of threw that ball underhanded out there that didn't have much of a chance of going in the basket trying to draw the foul. Edson with a left-hand shot. Good. 51-44, Stevens Point. Edson will be shooting the second foul. Gearson comes in, replacing Hewler. And Stivey will come in, replacing Vanarendon. So Benson and Stivey will be in as the big people. Edson's second free throw, bounds around, finds its way through the bucket. 51-45, six-point lead by the Pointers. Griff takes Gardner up the court quickly to Tillman. Tillman drives and puts a shot in. It's not going to count because the foul took place before. It's going to be a foul on Otto.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be his third.
It is. And it'll be the Pointers that'll take the ball at side court. Haas will inbound it. Looks inside, has to go back out to Riff. Riff drives to the top of the key, keeps his dribble alive, gives it back to Haas. Haas works right side, directs a little traffic. Tillman comes up and helps out to Riff. Riff on the left side, Tillman. Tillman works against Edson, feeds underneath to Richard. Richard drops the ball, picked up by Edson. Edson tries to get the break going. Goes all the way down, and a blocking foul. And that happened just to our left. And it'll be Edson going back to the line. No, we're not up to the one-and-one situation yet. Six fouls against the Flying Dutchman, five against the Pointers. Edson at the left wing. Can't get it into Benson in the middle. They work their edge in. Back to Otto. And the whistle blows. And
yeah, he got Stivey on a push.
So the Pointers will get the basketball. Griff will walk it up for Stevens Point. Gardner picks him up at midcourt. Griff tries to take Gardner all the way on. Feeds underneath. Nice feed by Riff, and he got it underneath to Alex Richard, who put it up and in. Good assist that time by Riff. 53-45. The Pointers. Benson to Stivey. Into the corner. Edson, his three-pointer is no good. Tillman clears the boards, races into the front court. Hope defense get back. Haas with the drive and underneath and a foul. Think it's going to be Stivey. No.
No, it's a charge. Stivey playing really good defense on that one, Ron.
Well, he took one for the team.
Yes, he got bowled over.
Palkoffer comes into the ball game for the Pointers, and he'll take Gardner. Gardner fires a high looping pass that was intended for Benson, and Benson didn't realize until it was too late that, oh, he's not shooting it. He's throwing it to me. And the ball went over his head. Tried to set him. It wasn't off the glass. It was just kind of a high arching pass to him on the inside. Tillman back out in front to Haas. To Tillman to the baseline, and a blocking foul against Benson. Denham coming in along with Vanarendonk for Hope. Gardner out, Sivey out. At the line will be Tyler Tillman. He'll be shooting two. Got the first one. We have the second, 54-45. 55-45. 10-point lead for the Pointers with 12:20 left. Denham for the Flying Dutchman at the point. Goes left wing to Edson. Back to Denham. Denham takes a look. Waits for somebody to break. Dribbles back and forth at the point. Can't penetrate to Otto. Otto had to come out and give him some help. To Edson at the right wing. Edson in the middle. Vanarendonk up on top. Had to break out to get the basketball. Edson drives all the way, tries a hook shot, no good. Tillman with a rebound. Quickly into the front court. Nice pass, a little bounce pass that time to Lutzen. He puts it in. Beautiful setup pass. for the Pointers, and the crowd gives them their appreciation. Edson, and we're looking at a foul, and it's going to be who was it?
I'll be able to tell you here in a second. It looks like we got a timeout that was called. Timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. It looks like Stephen Pelfer will picked up the foul on that one. There's some major complaining going on down on the Stevens Point sidelines. I think their head coach was very close to picking up a technical foul on that one. He came almost all the way out to center court as the Flying Dutchman brought the ball back down the floor. And the official made eye contact with him. And I was really looking forward to seeing my first technical foul of the season because it looked like he was really close. But that did not happen. The score right now is Wisconsin Stevens Point 57, the Flying Dutchman of Hope College 45. They have opened up a 12-point lead here in the just about midway through the second half, Ron.
Well, the Flying Dutchman trying to stay in the ball game, and in the second half they've had difficulty. They worked the inside during the first half, but they are not able to get the ball into the big man, VA, in the middle. They've tried several different combinations to try to get it inside, and they're not being successful with it. They're fronting him, and we can't get it over the top, and Benson's gone in and played a double post with him and things like this. But Stevens Point is loosening up on the outside men, letting them try, letting the guys try the threes from the outside, and hope it's just not hitting on those threes or 1-for-10.
Yeah, if you look at that 1-for-10 is hurting them really bad right now because Wisconsin Stevens Point is just letting them have those shots.
So Denham will be at the line for the Flying Dutchman. And that one drops in. Now, I don't want to jinx them out there, but Hope is perfect from the line thus far on 7-for-7. Denham was the second one. He's got it. 57-47, 10-point lead. Hope with the press. Pelfer gets a pass. Goes right wing out there to Richard. Around the horn they go, leaving it in the hands of Haas. Haas to Tillman in the corner. Brings it out to the point. Drives on the paint. Nice pass underneath. Open man. Up for the bucket. 59-47. Denham for the Flying Dutchman. Gets it into Blackledge. Blackledge comes out top of the key, right side. Otto, three in and out. Denham fights for the rebound, but it's taken away by Haas. Here comes Pelfer. Pelfer to the left, back to the right side, to the left, all the way to the hoop, off the glass, no good. And I believe that's going to be an offensive foul. And it's going to be Pelfer that gets the foul as Gardner comes back in. He'll replace Otto, I believe. So Denham and Gardner both in at the guards for the Flying Dutchman at this point. Vanieren dons the center. Edson is at one of the forwards, Blackledge the other. Edson with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to Vanarendonk. Vanarendonk has the ball stolen away. And Gardner with a foul away from the basket that time. So Richard will be going to the line. It'll be a one-on-one situation rather than a two-shot foul. Otto gets ready to come back in for Edson. Gardner with three fouls for the Flying Dutchman. And the basket is good. 60-47. Stevens Point with the lead. Second one, got it. 61-47. The Pointers. 10:25 left in the game. Denham at the right wing. Moves to the left all the way around the edge. Keeps it back. Works its way right side to Otto. Otto tried to get it underneath. Does get it to Blackledge. Blackledge tries a shot, no good. Rebound ripped down off the boards by Alex Richard. Long pass up ahead to Lutz. He just taps it back and a reverse layup by Alex Richard as he drove the hoop and with his back to the basket, just kind of flipped it over his shoulder off the window and in. Oh, a little razzle-dazzle there from the Pointers.
They're a very athletic ball club, and they are very good when driving the lane. They don't miss very many layups when they're driving the lane, so a very solid ball club. They just took a timeout, and this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The game quickly getting away from the Flying Dutchman. They needed a timeout to try to stem the emotion and momentum that the Pointers have taken here in the second half, Ron. And we have more stats coming up, and there you go.
They've got the crowd in the ball game now. That's just what they want. And it's kind of like the Civic, or not the Civic, but the DeVos, when the, you know, VA has a slam dunk to put Hope in the lead and things like that. That's what's happening here with the Pointer fans. And they're into this contest. It's a nice, exciting atmosphere here at Stevens Point. And you'd almost believe it was tournament time.
Tough second half for the Flying Dutchman. They're being outscored 26-13 here in the second half. So the adjustments that Stevens Point was able to make in the locker room is definitely a little bit more than what the Flying Dutchmen were able to do. And they're being led by Tyler Tilsma, who has 19 points. Nine of those have come here in the second half, and we only are halfway through the second half, Ron.
Well, Alex Richard is chipping in as well, as he is 4-for-4. From the floor, 4-for-5 from the line for 12 points. He's coming in off the bench. So Hope has the basketball. Out front is Denham. Denham to the left wing. Tries to get it to Benson. Benson can't get open. Now they finally get it to Benson down low. He's double-teamed. Brock works into the paint. Puts a hook shot up and in. Now you try the hook out there, and you can't really stop that hook shot when he gets that big, long sweep of the arm. 63-49. Stevens Point with the lead. Tillman at the left wing. Front bounce pass underneath. The guy got away. And that guy being Alex Richard again. And he now has 14 points. He has gotten from the blind side coming in. Over to Denham in the corner. Denham works his way out to Otto. Otto on top of the key. Back to Gardner. Who pops up on top to Otto left wing. His shot short. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Flying Dutchman. That time the Pointers just kind of batted at the ball to make sure that VA was not going to grab it and pull down the rebound. They just knocked it out of bounds. Into the corner to Denham for three. No good. Rebound comes to Haas. Over to Tillman. 65-49 Pointers. And again, Benson's going to get the foul. Brock is just stepping in front of people and trying to take a charge. And again, if they make contact with him out there, he's going to get the foul.
And that was Brock Benson's third foul, Ron. And quickly, the fouls are starting to pile up for the Flying Dutchman. There are one, two, three, four, five members of the Flying Dutchman now with three fouls.
Al Tillman just drops in the first free throw. McCann coming in for the Pointers. Pelkoffer in. Tillman drops in the second. 67-49. Stevens Point with a lead, 8:33 left. Gardner to McMahon. McMahon can't get through the pressure. Back to Gardner, inside to Benson, out front to Edson. Edson thought about the three, changes his mind, gives it to Gardner. Gardner feeds Benson in the middle, works across, puts up a shot, but foul. And the foul is going to be against Lutz. Benson from the line, Got it. 67-50. Into the ball game for the first time is Brad Freeborn. He's a 6'6" freshman from River Falls. Benson with the second of the free throws. Hits the front of the iron. No good, and Freeborn gets the rebound to Tillman. Tillman is chased by McMahon, but can't catch him. Leave it outside from Pelkoffer. Back to Tillman. Tillman to the baseline. Out front they go to McCann.